when I read in the papers that people were being let go who had tenure, I certainly was a shock. I thought tenure meant that you couldn't fire a person.
Yeah.
But I don't really know enough about it, except that I do have my idea of what the fundamentals of a university should be. If I had been asked to, if they had asked me to cut down on the faculty, because I'm very prejudiced, I would have immediately got rid of the football team and the basketball team right off the bat. I would have, they would be the first thing. See, that sort of thing is not anywhere, it's not as important as the academic courses.
Yeah, because the next question I had is, what do you think the goal of a university should be?
The goal of a university is to teach pursue knowledge. Basic knowledge about man and about the world.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when they eliminate anthropology and religious studies.
I think it's sad to get rid of a course in the study of man, which anthropology is.
Mm-hmm.
The study of man, that's a very basic thing, and it has a very distinguished history. And I can't understand it. How they could ever get rid of it, of course, in anthropology.
Well, yeah, we have the study of man, and then we take away the religious studies, which is the study of man's philosophy, you know, his relationship with God, you know, his God and stuff and philosophy. Then you take away natural sciences.
I certainly wouldn't take out the natural sciences.
No, and then we have half the chemistry department is gone.
That's terrible.
What's left?
That's shocking. That's why I got rid of football first. I got rid of basketball first, then football.
There you go. I agree with you. Let's see, is there anything else?
I don't care what the wishes of the public, of the masses might be. I would certainly not get rid of such things as the natural sciences and the social sciences and so forth.
Right, I agree.
Because people have to go to college before they know what you should get rid of.
Yeah, I was reading a poll where Life magazine had done, and they listed them in order. I can't remember all five, but the first three. The first one that people think that should be addressed.
What?
The first problem in this country that this poll said should be addressed is education. They feel without education, how can you solve the second problem, which is the economy?
That's right, yeah. Well, I see that some organizations out there are voting today on whether to ask for his removal. I don't know about that. I suppose Dr. Day has done the best he could. I don't know. I haven't gone into that. I don't know. My daughter was told when she finished high school that her grades were such that she could go to Stanford. I think Stanford's a little harder to get into at that time. So we just felt, well, that might, since she's got a high rating, better let her go to Stanford. So I sent her to Stanford, and she was graduated from Stanford, and her two sons, they wanted to go, I guess, wherever their mother went. So they went to Stanford. But one of them, one of my grandsons, his father went to Yale. So the, his grandparents on the other side thought he should go to Yale.
Oh, once you're a Yale man, everybody in the family has to be a Yale man.
But yeah, but he didn't want to. He wanted to go to Stanford because all of his friends were there. So he went to Yale. Went to Yale for 1 year and transferred back to Stanford.
Well, that's got the best there.
My two grandsons are from Stanford. Mm. One of them's a doctor. One of them's a lawyer now.
Wow.
Lawyer's the one that wrote that paper.
Excellent article.
Yeah. And they. The lawyer, the doctor, is head of the public health here. Mm-hmm. He was with the Atlanta Disease Control.
Wow.
And also with the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. both.
Wow.
He makes trips all over. Yeah. Very prominent in his field.
That's a great.
Now I have a granddaughter who just finished University of California at Santa Barbara.
Oh, this is the one who broke the mold.
She broke the mold. She just finished.
Uh-huh.
Just graduated. And she's working in the mayor's office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She translates for him. She's very fluent in Spanish and Italian.
She probably got that from you.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She tells people she learned Spanish from her grandfather. She didn't, of course.
Oh, I think she did. I think you influenced her.
Well, at least she became interested in it. Anyway, she's quite a gal. History
mm-hmm.
out there. His name was Daniel Gregory. And he rented. I have an apartment up here under my garage.
Uh-huh.
And he used to live there. So he finally got a PhD in history. And he's had a very difficult time finding a job. So until he found a job, he used to paint houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he had a card that said, let's see how, Dr. Dan the painter man.
Imagine that, a doctorate of history.
So now he's a professor at last. He's a professor in some college up north.
Mm-hmm.